Hi, my name is Yonita Zuatova, and I am the research director at the Weizmann Quality Institute, which is the research arm of the Community Health Center, Inc. in Connecticut. And I am extremely happy to be here today to share our experience of how we used large data sets to identify and evaluate patients with chronic pain in our primary care setting. So you see all team members, Terence Tian, who is now a medical student and taking his anatomy exam this week, Dr. Darren Anderson, who is away in England, and Cici Wong, who did all the data queries for this project. So the goals of the presentation today are to discuss the current challenges in managing pain in primary care, and specifically in medically underserved populations, to demonstrate methods to identify patients with pain using EHR data, to describe interventions to improve quality of chronic pain management in primary care, and to explore some methods to measure quality in chronic pain management. And hopefully at the end of this presentation, you'll have a better understanding of how technology can be used to improve the quality and safety of pain management in primary care. A little bit about the Community Health Center. It's a multi-site, federally qualified health center in Connecticut. It was founded 41 years ago. We have 13 primary care hubs, over 200 service locations, 24 of them are school-based health centers, and we have more than 500 staff. Our vision is we're committed to care for underserved and uninsured populations. A little bit about the CHC patient profile. We have over 130,000 patients with over 400,000 healthcare visits per year. The demographics for our patients, 90%, over 90% of them are at 200% or below 200% of the federal poverty level. 22% of them are uninsured. 65% have state insurance, Medicaid or Medicare. And 65% of them are a racial or ethnical minorities. The patient care model at CHC is a patient-centered medical home. We have an NCQA level 3 recognition, and we use the planned care and the chronic care model for our healthcare services. The top chronic diseases are cardiovascular disease, diabetes, asthma, and you can see that chronic pain is among the five highest top chronic diseases at CHC. We provide care, not only medical care, but also dental, behavioral, and prenatal care for our patients. So I mentioned already that the Weizmann Quality Institute is the research arm of the Community Health Center, and it's actually dedicated to our founder, George Weizmann, who was one of the founders, of the three founders of the Community Health Center in 1971. The Institute is want to promote quality improvement and practice redesign in primary care. We do research that helps to answer critical questions that arise in day-to-day practice. And we collaborate with Yale University, with University of Yukon of Connecticut. We collaborate with Wesleyan University, Dartmouth Institute. Internationally, we collaborate with Sweden and England. Our research is focused on health disparities, on telehealth innovations, on chronic diseases, and performance improvement. We do have coaching and training our staff, and you can see the website listed down on the slide. Why chronic pain? Why we chose chronic pain for our quality improvement initiative? Chronic pain affects approximately 100 million Americans, and it costs more than $600 billion in medical treatment and lost productivity annually. The majority of patients with pain seek care in a primary care setting, but the primary care providers express low knowledge and self-confidence in pain management and receive little pain management education. They rely heavily on opioids for pain management in primary care, and as we all know, prescription opioid overdose is a major and growing public health concern. So in order to address all of these challenges that chronic pain brings to primary care, we started a project called Project Stepping Out, which was a three-year project and based on the VA stepped care model, which we modified. Usually, the patient starts at the primary care medical home, step one, with routine screening for presence and intensity of pain, and is managed for common pain conditions by the primary care team. If the patient is resistant to treatment, we go to step two, secondary consultation, where we have integrated behavioral health. We have substance abuse programs, we have virtual pain center referral, among others. In the third step, where we have the patients that are at highest risk and with multiple comorbidities, we refer to our community partners and to interdisciplinary pain centers. A little bit about the methodology. We started with first phase comprehensive baseline assessment. We did a lot of chart reviews, reviewed electronic data, did surveys with our primary care providers. And all of this baseline assessment actually informed us about the gaps in the current, at the time, primary care management of chronic pain, and we developed interventions to address all of these gaps. And the interventions are listed on the slide as well. So the first step for this project was to identify the patients with chronic pain from the electronic data sets. And this is a critical step, and it's very challenging because chronic pain is not like diabetes, where you have a biomarker, A1C, and you know how to quickly identify the patient based on this lab result. But with chronic pain, we rely on the patients to report their pain. And what we tried first was to look at what we already collect in terms of data elements and try to pull some of the data sets using individual data elements. This is how we created the pain cohort, the chronic opioid cohort, and the ICD-9 cohort. But all of these data elements, again, have their challenges. Because, for example, pain scores are self-reported again, and studies show that they are modestly accurate. With opioids are prescribed not just for chronic pain, but they have multiple other uses. So it's, again, not a reliable way to identify the chronic pain patients. For ICD-9 codes, there is no comprehensive list of ICD-9 codes that cover chronic pain, and we did extensive literature review and actually came up with our own list of ICD-9 codes we used for this. So what we did as the next step was, why don't we actually combine all three elements and see what will happen. And this is how this Venn diagram was created. As you can see, we have three separate but overlapping data sets. One is coming from pain scores, one from ICD-9 codes, and the third one from the chronic opioid medication. All of them are in our electronic health records, which is eClinical Works. As a next step, we try to see what the positive predictive values are for each one of these individual elements individually and in their different combinations. And not surprisingly, the lowest one was and you can see subset one was pain scores, 28%. Again, not surprisingly, we already knew that it's modestly accurate. And I'll just skip through all of this, the different iterations we went through to come up with the finalized chronic pain algorithm, for which we actually divided our ICD-9 code lists to two separate lists. The first one was highly likely to predict chronic pain, and the second one just likely to predict chronic pain. And the criteria, the finalized criteria was all patients age 18 and older with at least one medical visit in the past year who met any of the criteria were included in the chronic pain cohort. And the criteria are a visit with an ICD-9 code specific for chronic pain, two or more visits separated by 30 days or more with an ICD-9 code for a painful condition, receipt of at least 90 days of opioid medication other than buprenorphine in 1 year, one visit with an ICD-9 code for painful condition, and two or more pain scores greater than or equal to 4. So the next step, we did validate the algorithm using the consensus definition for chronic pain, which is non-cancer pain that is persistent and lasting more than 90 days. And we did 381 chart reviews. We calculated the PPVs, NPVs, sensitivity and specificity of the algorithm. You can see in the table below the performance measures of the algorithm compared to all individual elements. And just to mention, the algorithm outperformed all of them in its accuracy. So once we had a good method to identify our chronic pain patients, we tried to take a look at the demographic characteristics of the chronic pain patients and to compare them with patients not in the chronic pain cohort. So The patients in the chronic pain cohort were predominantly female. They were older, had more visits, they used more opioids, had more behavioral health diagnosis, more referrals, and were less uninsured. Next, we looked at our chronic opioid cohort and compared this cohort to the chronic pain cohort and all CHC adult patients. Not surprisingly, the chronic opioid patients had an average almost 10 visits per year per patient, and compared to 6.5 for the chronic pain cohort and 3.5 for all CHC adult patients. What really was disturbing was that 40% of the chronic pain cohort patients were on opioids. Then we looked at our primary care providers and their panels of patients to see any patterns of opioid prescribing. And as you can see, there was a lot of variability in these prescribing opioid prescribing patterns, from non-existent to up to 10-11% of their panels were prescribed opioids 90 days or more per year. So after this analysis, we identified actually what the problems we were facing and developed interventions to address all of these problems. The first problem was low pain knowledge and self-efficacy from our primary care providers. So the first thing to do was to have additional education for them. The intervention was online, team-based CME. In addition, we had Project ECHO and e-consults, which are virtual consultations with chronic pain specialists. The second problem, poor documentation of pain and functional status in coming from the chart reviews, we tried to address this and improve the documentation by creating EHR templates for pain management visits and started using the SF8 pain interference form. The low rates of opioid monitoring and high variation in the prescribing patterns, we developed opioid dashboard and try to increase the use of opioid agreements and urine toxicology monitoring for patients who are using opioids. For the fourth one, limited behavioral health co-management, we actually increased behavioral health primary care co-management by having behavioral health co-located with primary care, and also starting the Project ECHO and starting a mindfulness program. The low use of CAM, we co-located chiropractic services with primary care services, and we increased the access to CAM for our chronic pain patients. The limited access to specialty consultation, we increased the primary care provider's access to specialty advice by starting the project ECHO and e-consults, which are virtual consultations. So here are very quickly some preliminary findings. For the chronic pain cohort, you see that the average visits per year dropped in 2013. The pain scores for our chronic pain cohort, scores equal to 8 or greater than 8, dropped significantly. The Opioid usage stayed the same, unfortunately, for non-chronic pain and chronic pain patients. But the more than 90 days, opioid usage dropped significantly. The behavioral health co-management increased. Referrals to chiropractic, to physical therapy referral increased. Neuro-ortho-surgery referrals decreased. Pain management referrals decreased as well because of the virtual consultations. We actually have some improvements in adherence. As you can see, after introducing the dashboard, we saw increase in opioid agreements completed in past year. We saw increase in percent of urine toxicology screenings completed in past 6 months. And we are still monitoring the pain and functional status reassessments in the past 3 months. So in conclusion, chronic pain is highly prevalent in primary care. Knowledge and adherence to guidelines for management of pain is quite variable. But health IT can be used to identify patients with chronic pain, and the use of an opioid management dashboard can improve safety and monitoring. So a multifaceted quality improvement initiative aimed at improving pain management in primary care is improving quality at community health center. So this was my presentation, and I'll take questions after we are all done. Thank you.